Welcome, everybody, to the big call tonight. It is Tuesday, August 11th, and you're listening to the big call. Welcome, everybody, from wherever you're listening. And Bob will be joining us at half past the hour as he's in the Dallas-Fort Worth area for a mastermind conference. And so he'll be checking in with us at about half past the hour. And Sue's going to kind of keep track so we can come in. He can come in when he's ready. Let's pray the call in, and then we'll go to Sue for a teaching that I'm sure will elevate and enervate us. So let's do this. Lord God, we just thank you so much that we do have some information coming through, even though things are quiet. We know that a lot is happening behind the scenes, and thank you for providing for us, for healing us, for going ahead of us, and thank you that you have our front and our rear guard. Lord God, bless us and keep us, and thank you for everybody that's listening in Big Call Universe. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Sue, this is a special time. Bob's going to have to catch it on the replay, but tell us a little bit about this teaching tonight.
Well, I think I intend that everybody's going to feel very seen and identified in this teaching, and it's called The Supernatural Enforcers. We're decreeing we're partnering with Holy Spirit and His releasing of the Mighty Ones. We welcome it. We must understand there are times when we need supernatural help. We're in one of those times now. We cannot be true humanitarians in Christ without supernatural power. I believe this is happening at greater levels because we now have functioning Christ-based humanitarians all over this world. We've prayed and decreed millions of promises based on God's word and His will for us. We've learned to decree a word so it's established. We've learned to pray God's word, declare our faith, and not back down from it. We know that no word of God is void of power. We know that angel armies assist based on God's declared word. We've also learned that words of unbelief hinder the function of angels. Idle words, idle angels. Words of unbelief can actually even anger them and stifle their work. Holy Spirit is showing us God is releasing the powerful angels to enforce the Christed humanitarians' verdicts rendered in the King's name. Supernatural enforcers and Christ have been sent in greater numbers than ever before. What a supernatural time we've moved into. Holy Spirit is now leading the plan of the Godhead for a supernatural, transitional, reformational era to begin. God has used this precedent from the beginning. It's a precedent seen throughout Scripture. We've moved into a time when, supernaturally, God is going to prove it. God always does what God says. We've moved into supernatural times, and we're going to receive big wins. God has given us a verdict. You win. Declare what I say, and you will win. You will rule. And you will break through. The supernatural enforcer in you has arrived and is here to assist the declared promises of God. In the name of Christ, we will prevail and we will win. Our beloved Christ, you always do what you say you will do. You never lie. Release your supernatural enforcers in us, through us, and around us now to do what only you can do. That's our teaching for tonight.
Thank you, Sue. That was really, really good, and I think it explains a lot about where we are in our process, who Jesus was and still is and will be as a king of the world one day, ruling from the throne of David in Jerusalem. That's a little ways out yet. But in the meantime, we are his body. He is the head. We are the rest of the body of Christ, as it's known. And in this special dispensation of grace, we have power by the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit in the second chapter of Acts, the Bible says, and you will receive power after that the Holy Spirit has come upon you. And it goes on from there to say what that power is allowed to do in us. That power is that dunamis, that dynamo, that dynamite in us to speak what we're speaking. And a lot of what Sue's teaching was tonight was about declaring a thing and declaring what God has said. A lot of times if we declare something that's not scriptural or not something that goes alongside what we know to be true of God and of Jesus, then we're self-defeating. If we speak his truth and we speak positively about things to come and we pray that way, you know, then those of us who are the righteousness of God in Christ will avail much with prayer. The righteous and a fervent prayer of a righteous man will avail much, meaning will bring much about. So what we say, what we speak, is very important, that we don't contradict the Word of God and don't contradict what God has told us in our own lives to do and to how to be. The other thing that will hinder our prayer is if we have unforgiveness in our heart. If we do not forgive, the Bible says God is not obligated to forgive us. But we know Jesus already came to forgive us of all our sin, past, present, and future. He died once for all, the just for the unjust. And it's important to realize that it's our duty to forgive others. You know, if you have aught against your brother or against your sister, you're supposed to go to them directly. Not gossip about it, not talk about it to other people. You go directly to that person and say, you know, hey, you and I seem to have a problem. What's wrong? What did I say? Did I say something to offend you? If I did, I'm sorry. Apologize. It's important to apologize. And forgive. And you know what? When you forgive someone, you know, they could care less that you're forgiving them. They may not know it. They may never hear it. But when you do it, you give yourself peace of mind. When you forgive another person that might have messed you up in the future, in the past, in your past, maybe growing up, maybe even now, you know, go ahead and forgive that person, because it clears that way for your prayers to be heard. And that's important. That's super important right now. What is prayer, right, Sue? Prayer is talking with God. Paul says to pray without ceasing. Some translations say pray constantly. Some say pray continuously. Be in an attitude of prayer. You don't have to lock yourself up in a prayer closet, put yourself on your knees, do any of that. You can pray while you're driving. You can pray anytime, day or night. Just be in conversation with God. And conversation is a two-way street. You speak to God, and he'll speak back to you. So uh-huh. make sure you're listening as well as speaking. Don't just speak. Take time to listen to what God has to say back to you. And the Holy Spirit will reveal what God is saying back to you. That's why that still small voice that we talk about is what is heard when we refer to the Holy Spirit.
Yep.
So that's what I got out of your teaching so far, Sue. Now, tell me what you thought of the teaching and how it affects you.
Well, this is going to be fun because I'm going to talk about everything that you just said, which was wonderful. With my spin, I think one of the most beautiful things about what you just said was the fact, and it's true, that if you're holding an image, a resentment, and it goes in two directions. It can be unprocessed pain that has never been dealt with. It can be shame. It can be guilt. It can be indoctrination that had you not loving yourself as Christ would love you. That's a very, very, very big and very prominent. 95% of people is running on code, consciousness, that was downloaded into them before the age of 6. What your parents believed, the scarcity around you. That's another kind of forgiveness, forgiving yourself for having amnesia of the pure power of Christ in you. Because praying, you know you're making headway when there's not a lot of thinking in your head. When you're just being Christ-like. You're so in tune. The Father and I are one. That the noise of the world, the ambient connection to the collective, the people around you aren't affecting you, because you're so anchored in what they call in quantum physics, a standing wave of peace. You're literally walking in the pure prayer, I'm going to call it pure consciousness, of love and grace. And forgiveness, the experience. I'm going to talk about the experience. What does it feel like when you make your number one priority walking in the experience of being unified in Christ? So you know what that feels like in your body, in your mind, in your spirit. And that's not thinking your way and noticing everything that's going on around you. I mean, you could do that. But so you're holding it and there's just quiet. There's quiet and grace and ease. And that's how the still small voice, you can't hear a still small voice or supernatural alignment. You can't hear that if you're in a 3D head. You can't hear it at all. You may have a little trickle, but I think that what we do here, Bruce, is you can't do it if your body's wrecked and you don't take care of your body. if you're, you know, dis-ease. Disease is not just body, it's emotional. Dis-ease.
Mm-hmm.
Are the people around you, are the people around you, can they be still and quiet with you? Can they be intimate in a way that reflects a greater depth and union? So to me, we're becoming, when we come to these calls, we're practicing lining up with the next best version of ourselves. It's a practice. It's a practice. And you're working on physical discipline, emotional clearing, leadership training, health building, intel regulating, so you know how to kind of move through all this stuff. And so we're being supported by supernatural enforcers to rise to new levels in ourselves in Christ.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And that's what this call is about. This is a call of discipline. It's not just random. You've got to commit, and you've got to decide that you're going to be a fully integrated. Emotionally, you're going to be healthy. Mentally, you're going to be healthy. Physically, you're going to be healthy. And you're going to be...
And spiritually, you're going to be healthy.
And all of it, yes. Every single level healthy. So those are my thoughts.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Sue. I appreciate that. I think that's a good teaching for us all to tune into that. Thank you.
Yes.
I want to say one other thing before we go to prayer.
Okay.
Something I learned yesterday that I thought was pretty important. Sue, you are a good reader. You read, I think, most of your life, you've read a lot.
Oh, wow.
I was a good reader, and I learned to read early. I couldn't understand in first grade how children were having trouble with see Spot, Run, see Dick and Jane, all this stuff. I didn't understand how they were struggling with it, but some did. But I got a good early start. And my understanding is that if you're not reading at the third grade level, by the third grade, if you're not reading at grade level in the third grade, you're subject to be basically imprisoned or worse when you get older.
Yes, there's a whole thing on, and it's also that your parents, there's a whole thing on children of poverty that don't have their parents reading to them,
exactly.
So it's like they're bonding on it. Yeah,
and a lot of times, Sue, their parents can't even read, or they can't read well, and it's so important for us when we go forward with all of our projects to make sure. Because the parenting is a lot of times the weakness. It's in the parenting.
It is.
What it comes down to.
I've always said,
when I was in third grade, Sue, I was reading on the 12th grade level in third grade. So I was like, oh, okay, that's good to know. Reading comprehension and all that was high. And I had a good start. And I don't remember my parents ever reading a book to me. Maybe my mom did, but I don't remember.
Well, yeah, but there's. I mean, I've always
point
said
is you
that
got
if,
to read to your children. You got
well,
to read
but wait
to
a
your
minute,
children.
Wait a minute.
And make sure your children learn to read at an early age.
Okay. So if I were running for president, I would make sure the parents were certified. And why do I say that?
I know that? Before they even became president. Parents,
because so much of what is going on in the mental health space and every space, I mean, and we're going to have people that, we're going to have people, a lot of people didn't get, you can have the reading, but if you didn't have the emotional support, which is huge, still huge, Look at the loneliness crisis that's out there. We're going to be in a complete revise of everybody. So parents didn't get the training, and they didn't have the encouragement because of the survival matrix everybody's been in. And so there's just a lot to redo, you know. And
there's a lot to redo,
There's just a lot of skills that people, if you didn't have a parent that could be there when you made a mistake, or could answer questions, or I said this to a woman, and then we'll get right on to the prayer. I got to talk to a woman at free conference call that has known me for 25 years.
All right.
And I just slipped something out because I know she's going to be working on cool projects, because I kind of said, wait until you see what's going to happen. You'll be able to do your dream of building.
Okay, short and sweet. Go ahead.
I said, it's all about how people don't know how to navigate certain things because they don't have anybody instructing them, like me on free conference call over some stuff. And she said, that's everything, parents included. And that's what that's basically what everybody's going to get a chance to help contribute to.
Yep. You need a guide. You need a leader. You need somebody that can basically bring you up to speed. And parents and young parents and 20-somethings and teens and all, everybody needs to be able to read. Okay, and speak English, if at all possible. Sue, let's go right to our prayer and praise, and let's see what we have.
Okay, hold on
one sec. Okay.
Let's see. We've got two things. Let's everybody just put their hand on their heart and just realize that when you do this and you shut your eyes and you connect into your heart, so you're relating to people and you're having a heart moment, and you're using your heart energy to pray, heal, bless other people, you're really also giving it to yourself, because you're realizing that your heart is connected, powerful, and blessing very powerfully the people we're about to pray for. So just own that, feel that, and we're going to start with some very sad news that we got this morning. I don't remember, 10. Our Doug of the pod, you know, the one that you say, thank you, Doug.
Yes.
His mom passed away at 5:15. So we're going to say prayer for Doug. And we're going to say to beloved Doug, also known as Dog because of typos. yeah, he likes that. Who's graced the pod with just incredible devotion to putting together our leadership programs and making it beautiful, and just incredible support and devotion to learning. We bless you, your family, your wife, your children, your brother, and your beloved mom. And thank you for the way you've walked through this whole situation. I've been with him with so much grace and wisdom and stability and peace. You're the model of a Christed man, truly a model. And we pray that your whole family experiences a miracle through all of this, that you support yourself in every way through the emotional journey you'll be on, and just know that you're deeply loved, deeply honored, and that everyone on the big call in the pod are thinking of you, blessing you, and Christ is covering you in the fact that you've been a wonderful son and a wonderful contributor to our world already. In Jesus' name, we say amen.
Amen and amen. Okay.
So let's see. Who else? We have Sherry and Mike, who are still on their journey through. You know, these are the things we're praying for, everyone. Just realize this. You are walking through the shadows, the last shadows of a world that will see death. And that's very powerful to realize. It's almost like you're, imagine you're looking at these things in the rear view mirror. You're walking through them, but inside you is the brilliant image of Christ walking with you, Sherry and Mike. Christ is walking through you, through this event of yours, and just carrying you through step by step, breath by breath. As long as you're holding on to the image of, we're getting through this, we will win, as the teachings say, and you're filled with light when your eye is single and your body is filled with light, that's what's going to save you. So fill yourself with the light of victory, the light of what you've already accomplished moving through this. Know that your beautiful, rare, deep hearts are loved, and we surround you in love, in Christ's glory, in Christ's victory, and say thank you. You are healed. You are through, and we say amen. Then we have a praise report because Janet Chopper Boss is out of the hospital, so we have somebody that recovered after being in pneumonia, so that's good. But now we're going to go to Eugenia.
Right.
Heavenly Father, thank you for waking us up this morning and allow us to see a new and beautiful day. Please help us to stay positive and not be frustrated or overwhelmed with the joys and challenges of the new week, especially with the RV blessing. Life is full of unexpected storms, illness, loss, family struggles, financial worries, and uncertainties, which we cannot face alone. God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Psalm 46:1. Let the morning bring word of your unfailing love, for I have put my trust in you. Show me the way I should go, for to you I entrust my life. Psalm 143:8. Darkness cannot drive out darkness. Only light can do that. Hate cannot drive out hate. Only love can do that. Martin Luther King.
Mm-hmm.
We continue to pray for the Big Call platform 2 times a week for our awesome leaders, Bruce, Sue, Bob, and also everyone behind the scenes. And for you, Eugenia, our awesome genius. For the millions of listeners, health and finances for our family and friends, for our country, military, and freedom. For all the people affected by the earthquake in Colombia, for everyone affected by the wildfire, for the RV blessing and med beds to be available to us hopefully this week and this month, wishing everyone a blessed week, we pray this through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen and amen, Jeannie. That was beautiful, Jeannie.
Amen. Thank you, Jeannie. That was really good. And you prompted me. I have not seen a news report on Colombia, but I heard that it happened. I heard it was a 7.4 magnitude earthquake, and I know the devastation in that part of the world was great. And I'm just going to pray right now, Lord God, if it's possible to rescue anyone else that might be underneath the damage of this earthquake in Colombia, South America, I pray that they would be found and found alive. And I pray that the areas that were affected will be rebuilt and brought back better and stronger than ever before to withstand any kind of earthquake damage that could occur in the future. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Sue, when you mentioned Genia, it made me think of, do you remember the show I Dream of Jeannie?
Yes.
And do you remember Barbara Eden played Jeannie?
Yes.
I was thinking about that yesterday, and I was thinking about how that reminded me of you. because Jeannie was always very happy. She laughed a lot. She was very playful.
Yes.
I liked the fact, and she was a little bit mischievous, but she was playful. And I thought, that's like our Sue a little bit. So anyway, I think that's
somebody that has pursued with their whole being spirit, aliveness, joy, health. You realize that's the only thing you have real room for, so the other stuff doesn't get in.
That's right. That's
you know,
right.
That's
you don't need it.
All right. But that's very,
let's do
very
the,
fine.
I
very
just
fine.
Wanted to bring that up. Well, Sue, let's do this. Thank you for that. And let's
it's 9:40.
Move into – it's 40 after?
9:40, yep.
9:40, okay. Well,
should
Bob
we,
may have been
should we wait
tuned
to
in
see,
for 10
Bob,
minutes.
Bob, are you there? Yeah, let's see if Bob's there.
Okay. Bob, are you there? Come in. Over. Because we did go longer,
yep.
And I come
yay.
In, Bob.
No, I'm here.
Bob? Do you want to go? Do you want to go ahead? Because you probably have to go back or something.
No, I'm good actually.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. You want to wait? Okay, Bob.
Yep.
Come back
I'll wait.
When Sue's done, then. Okay.
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 Good. All right, Sue. Tell us what it is in your segment that we should learn, and any offering that you might have.
Well, how am I going to bring this all together here? We are actually launching another class, which I'm going to keep kind of wrapped in, behind curtain 7.
Uh-huh.
But I will say this. It's our 251st class, and it's going to be very well attended. And it has to do with what I'm going to talk about tonight. And this is, everybody get your pens out, because you may want to, it'd be fun if I could go down as saying this, but it's not about the I, it's about the energy behind it. And it's this. True leadership begins when we move from survival mode and distrust and reactivity into a coherent, flourishing state. And coherent and flourishing states can be trained. So I realized, talking to some colleagues on this project I'm working on, I'm just going to set it up like this, because nobody is looking at this. Nobody. And only people like us are awake to this. Do you realize when they find out about 9/11, about certain institutions, about big pharma, about politicians, mm-hmm. about everything, do you realize that you can have all the money in the world and everybody's going to have it, but you're building your projects in a world that literally you're going to be walking in a world where people are like, is this a lie or is this truth? Who are these people? Can I trust them? So you're going to find out about this class, and I'm trying to figure out if we get delayed, what we're going to do about distributing it to the big call. Because
right.
it's about creating places where people can go to learn how to be in deeper truth, not the truth that you've been, I'm going to take this job so I can survive, or not the truth where I don't tell somebody the truth about how I'm feeling because I'm too afraid I could lose my job, I could lose my relationship, but the truth that's going to help you flourish. The truth that's like, you know what? We could be really happy now. We can design a project that's going to make a difference. So I want to read to you what we do in what we're calling it the Sovereign Advantage Leadership Series. I pull it up here. And I want to read some cool testimonials that came up. And two offerings, Bruce, two, because I want people to have choice. They don't have to buy both, but I want you to have choice. This is about Startup Clarity. My wife and I purchased Startup Clarity a few weeks ago and have only completed the first two sessions. Just as you suggested, we gave ourselves time to sit with each one. It removes so much unnecessary stress from our project and gave us a level of clarity we didn't realize we were missing. Thank you for creating something so special and practical. So there are two things. I'm going to do Startup Clarity, and then we're going to do Serious Play. And here's what most people aren't knowing about themselves, because they've never, maybe unless you've been an entrepreneur, and a lot of entrepreneurs have a lot of PTSD, because all they remember is, like, it's always changing, it's all up to them, all that. When you're starting something, the most important thing that you can do to feel grounded is to have an internal map. Like, this is what I'm committed to. This is how I want to experience it. And this is what you're going to... No other time until this is about to start have you been able to do that. You may have been, okay, can I borrow money from my family? Can I do this? Can I do that? You were under pressure. Startup Clarity is a series of classes. It's $150. That's going to help you take out the old noise of how you started something. It could be a project, it could have been a group, it could have been whatever. And it's going to get you in your Christ mind through meditations, through strategic, focused interventions that are going to get you to slow down, that are going to get you to ground and just be really clear. And when your body gets the signal that, okay, I've got this, my mind, my heart, my body are aligned, I know what to say, I know what to focus on, do you realize how much noise is going to disappear from your life? Here's one more. We thought we needed better answers. What we actually needed was better questions. So I'm going to ask you this question. The testimony is not finished. What do you want to experience? What do you want to create? Not just the project that's outside of you. I want to create a project that creates impact, new jobs, and I want to create it so I feel peaceful, I feel like I'm doing something impactful, and I have really bright people around me that are going to help me to transform the world. Kind of getting in the neighborhood of what you want to do. Have you ever seen anybody living at that level? Did you know that you're going to be able to do that if you know how to build the inner architecture to be committed to being a peaceful humanitarian? Startup Clarity helped us simplify everything, align ourselves, and feel like we were moving forward with far more confidence. This experience changed how we think. Every major decision now moves through the Startup Clarity process first. We communicate better, make decisions faster, and feel like we're going to not waste as much energy. So this is for people. You're an artist. We're all artists. But now we're really being called to make art, beauty. And beauty so that you're not pouring it out and you're being depleted by it. You've got to go deep. You've got to get centered. You've got to get focused. And you don't need to be going to a Harvard business class that shows you the intellectual version that doesn't land in your body and doesn't help you to have the identity. It's an identity thing. Can I create a humanitarian project that allows me to feel and experience clarity, impact, peace, and design it so I trust my ability to organize people and not be overloaded? Now, how can I say that I know how to do that? Because I've been doing it for other people, for myself, for 35 years. This is not a two-year sprint. And Bruce knows that. A lot of people know that. People in the pod know it. People are getting quieter, stronger, more stable. You really do need this. So you've got startup clarity. That's 150. You can get one. You can get both. Here's what we're doing. Bob gives you supplements for your body so this information can move through you clearly. This is the supplement. This is your preventative measure so you're not freaking out, not being overloaded. You're going to get an internal commitment. It's going to the gym, preventing overload. That's what these do, because they have meditations that you listen to, and when you internalize that inside yourself and your identity goes, okay, I'm the me, the version of me that knows how to eliminate noise, who knows how to make decisions, that is going to get clear about what I need to focus on. That's how it starts to kick in. You can't do that if you don't have that inside you. You can't. It has to be built. Next one, serious play. And you can tell I'm serious about it. Serious play. Serious play is your next option. If you want to get, you could go both ways. You can get both. But serious play is going to be, okay, I'm an artist. I'm designing my project. I want to get freer. I want to get more alive around, let's say I have a project in the Delta, Mississippi, and you know who it is that I'm talking to. How do I explore and play and create a 900-acre park that has this in it and that in it and this in it? So it's kind of, it's strategic, it's innovation, it's understanding how you're going to articulate the startup clarity part to the people around you and say, okay, let's integrate these new systems. I can see a lot of us are what's called divergent thinkers. A lot of people have, I want to do this, and I want to do this, and listen to Bruce, and I want to do this, and I want to do this. But it has to be put together in a system so you don't fragment. So serious play is designed to kind of get that. You're going to get a whole system. You're going to be like, oh, God, that's cool. Now I see how I'm going to have to roll it out or speak about it. It can go in lots of different ways. It's up to you. But you'll be able to focus and feel like, oh, I'm really excited about this now. Oh, I get it. And here's the thing, you guys. If you listen to one class, it's going to, there's no way that it's not going to get you to stimulate. It's like, imagine watching a movie. Remember, who is that guy, Bob and Bruce, who used to do the paint by numbers? That guy.
Yeah, that guy. Yeah.
Whatever. Yeah.
On PBS, like, when he would paint and be real soft.
I mean, the
soft
thing
voice.
Is, that is, we are new reality artists and architects. But you most likely have, I want to do this and I want to do that. But this is you taking yourself seriously and saying, I don't want to go to a dry business school thing. That's not going to be your job. You're going to have you're going to hire people that can be that for you. This is for the artist dreamer that wants to turn something into reality. The artist, the heart artist, the heart dreamer in Christ that wants to build something. That's extraordinary. And you're going to get that. You're going to get that gestalt. You're going to get that wholeness. This is wholeness building stuff. So you're not going to feel like, oh, who, me, I've never done this. Oh, gee, I've got it all. It helps you to focus into it. Most people are focused everywhere else in their life. This gets you warming up. I had a friend, and I'm almost done. I had a friend who wanted to play tennis and wanted to be in a tournament. And all he did, he was a really successful developer. And I said, well, when are you going to start training for it? And he said, about 2 weeks. I said, you're going to start training now. It was like, you know, 2 or 3 months out. Don't do that to yourself. Please don't do that to yourself. When it gets busy, it's going to be harder for you to learn. Now is the time to invest in your pre-learning. So you have the architecture. This is your foundation. And if you get your foundation, then you're going to be cruising. Series play and startup clarity. So here's what you do. If you want either of these, send us an email to integratedminds@hushmail.com and just put series play or startup clarity or whatever you want to say to us. And then just say, here's my number, etc. Now I just have to make one little caveat. When we're running a big class, send it tonight and we're going to be dripping them out because it's a lot to get a big class off the ground. So we'll be getting them out Wednesday.
Well, when is your class going to go, Sue?
My class
tomorrow night and Friday?
Wednesday and Friday. We always skip a day. And by the way, I got to say this. I'll bring it big time on Thursday. These classes have so many layers of learning science, so they're designed so you're not taking on too much.
Yeah.
They're designed to, like, literally make you clear. I'm sure, even though you've heard me talk like this, there's no way that you're feeling overloaded by this. You're feeling more grounded. It's designed with all these. I'll bring it out on Thursday. But the point is, it's going to take us maybe Wednesday, Thursday to get back. Send it now. I want to manage expectations. I want to be the person you can trust to get you centered, grounded, ready, ahead of time. Know ahead is a tag of ours. So all you have to do is think. Do I want to be prepared ahead of time and not be overloaded? Do I want to just listen to one class in my room, in my house, once or twice a week, just relaxing, chilling, putting my headphones on, having a pad, and thinking, wow, when I'm doing this, I'm taking off a ton of cognitive load, and I'm getting ready for my new future. And I get to design it. That's all you have to ask. integratedminds@hushmail.com. And we'll be sending you one, both, whatever you want, however we can support you. That's what we're doing. We don't want overloaded Christ-based humanitarians. And that's our deepest commitment. And everyone in our classes say that they've transformed. They can't even express the number. So, that's me for tonight.
Thank you, Sue. Thank you very much for all that. We'll try to recapture that in my segment.
Yeah, I'm sure. Thank you.
Maybe.
I know.
All right, Sue. Thanks so much. I appreciate that. Now, Bob, are you still with us? Over.
Yes, I am.
All right.
Bob!
Good to have you, Bob. Tell us what's going on so far at the Mastermind and anything you want to impart to us tonight.
All right. Yeah, so Sue, it was very interesting listening to you because it seems like there's a theme here this quarter at Mastermind about focus and making sure to check in with yourself, make sure you're on the right track, and to be taking care of yourself physically and mentally. And so there's morning events that started at 7:30 with a coach who's a mindset coach. And then later in the afternoon, we did the forum roundtable. And I was the one of the two leaders of the forum roundtable. And
that's cool.
one of the gentlemen in the roundtable was a guy we call Dr. Kahn. He's a psychiatrist from California whose whole practice is about teaching people how to de-stress their life. So
that's
it was interesting
cool.
to hear you talking about that on your segment.
Yeah. Thank you, Bob.
That was a big theme so far these first couple of days. And we also got to meet a lot of other people that are talking about balancing life in the world of artificial intelligence.
Ooh.
And how to use it as a tool and not let it become something negative. And all kinds of other things I've seen. Probably 25 different people speak so far. And I spoke once on Monday, and I'll be talking again on Thursday. And it's everything is going really well.
That's so cool, Bob. Thank you.
Sounds great.
And then also I was able to take a break and go to a quiet spot and open my laptop so I could see what the testimonials were that came in.
Oh, cool.
And, yeah, there's a whole group of people that's like a group of adults probably in their 50s. They're all together. And one of the ladies wrote in, she's talking about ashwagandha. So this product has made a difference in my daily stamina. I combine it with the other miracle products that I take from Boomers Forever Young for over 3 years now.
Wow.
The staff, Stephanie and Lucy, and the back of the house are very helpful with any questions you have or what products would work best for you.
Mm-hmm.
And so she's taking ashwagandha now, which is very interesting, and she's feeling like it gives her energy. But really, I think what happens is ashwagandha calms your mind, calms your sympathetic nervous system, and which uses up a lot of energy when you're under stress. And this calms it and allows her to pivot into parasympathetic, where you're more in the flow. And because she's also taking our other products, she's got plenty of energy. And,
yeah, makes sense.
Yep. I'm looking here. Here's another one. This came in, a lady was talking about our clarity factor to start out. Says, I love the way clarity factor keeps my mind active. No longer do I get into my car and wonder exactly where I'm driving to.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good thing. I still have to figure out which other pills need to be taken. I guess I'll start by saying eeny, meeny, miny, moe. But I don't do that with the Boomer products. including Boomer Boost, Gladiator Barley, the probiotics, and Myotrol. I love all the products, and I'm so glad you guys exist. Give my love to all the staff. I couldn't be enjoying life or grandkids without the products and your fantastic information. I am 83, and I run circles around my friends.
That's great.
Wow, that's so good, Bob.
Yeah. As other...
Wow.
No, a couple other real short videos about the barley and the Goodnight formula and Myotrol.
Yeah, all right.
But that's generally it. And just wanted to let people know we're still doing the sale that we're doing on the Boomer Boost, the lignans, and also our probiotics. And I'll tell you, it was so interesting because when we were doing the forum exercises today, there's a lot of people, like, in the forum, what you do is you talk about some of your biggest challenges to let the rest of the group help you. And like, one lady, her biggest challenge was she started premenopause. Mm-hmm. And it's just making her life really difficult. Mm-hmm. And even though it's, like, supposed to be an emotional support group, I just told her, I was like, hey, you know, listen, you don't have to suffer with that at all. There's these things called the lignans.
Exactly.
And I'm not going to take time to explain the whole thing to you right now because that's not what this is for, but we're going to get you some of those and it's going to really help you. And then came up again in the same group with another person who's been feeling very depressed. It turns out it runs in his family, and his mom is clinically depressed. And so I was talking to him also about things that he can do. And then, of course, also, you know, there are other people in the group that are having challenges with family issues, divorces, other people with challenges, business challenges with difficult employees or business partners. And so it was a good time for all of us to sit together in a circle and follow the guidelines of the forum so that everybody got a chance to talk and to get advice from everyone else in the rest of the group.
Can I make a comment, Bob? What's so cool is that people are being vulnerable. That's, like, super, super cool that you have that space. Wow. Right?
Yeah.
You know, they don't have to be so performative and say, oh, my life is so great, you know? So good. Wow.
Yeah, and it was, you know, it's a very good thing to do. You know, they say that people that are entrepreneurs that run successful businesses, and so this goes to what you're educating people about and what to expect in the future. When people get to a certain level in business, they're one in a million people. And, you know, at the level that the listeners are going to be after the blessing, it's going to be one in 10 million.
Right.
And there's very few people that can relate to people. And so you have to have a group that is of like-minded people that are going through the same adjustments, the same challenges, successes in many cases too. But there's so many different challenges that sometimes people can get overwhelmed, Sue, just like you're saying. You don't want to have any overwhelmed.
Yeah. And you can't do it by yourself either. You got to be witness. Yeah. Witness.
And you're likely to get overwhelmed if you don't have a group of people to help you.
You need community to go through that with. Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, so we do have that. We do have that 10% off sale on the lignans and the probiotics and the Boomer Boost.
Right.
And as people combine it together with their auto ship and their cashback rewards, you're getting more like a 25% discount. Plus you're getting free shipping, which is another 5%.
Sure.
And so this is it's a really good opportunity right now to get those three products. You need to get two, so you can get two of one, or you can get one of the other, and you can get as mm-hmm. many as three of each while the supplies left.
Right.
And, that's it. That's what I had to discuss tonight. And it's 10 after 10 Eastern time.
Okay. There you go. 10 after 10 Eastern, even though Bob's currently on Central Time for a change, just as I am on Central Time. So thank you, Bob. Appreciate that. To get to Bob's
Bob.
Site, go to BigCallUniverse.com, and that's my site. When you get to the homepage, you'll see a banner at the top that says Boomers. It's a direct link to Bob's website. Click on it. It'll take you right into Bob's site. And then you can go through and look at the products that are on sale and then learn all kinds of things about the testimonials, everything, havening videos, teaching about NLP. He's got so much that you can read about and learn about and watch in video form, too, at the footer of his page. So check that out. Also, if you need customer support, the 800 number for customer support is 800-861-4609. 800-861-4609, and that's good 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, Eastern Daylight Time. And, of course, Bob is out of the office now for his mastermind conference through the rest of the week. All righty. Thank you, Bob. Appreciate that. Thank you, Sue. And let's talk about where we are now in the world of Intel. It's a little bit quiet out there right now, but I'll tell you from the various perspectives of where we believe we are on our timeline. I like to try to give you an idea of where we are and how far we are away from what we're looking for, which is the revelation of this blessing, the manifestation of it. And I'll tell you that we have some pretty good information so far today. Now, the Redemption Center leaders that went in yesterday and today, which is Tuesday, they did not see rates on their screens at the Redemption Centers. So we still don't have rates. At least they're not showing up. When one of our leaders went into the Redemption Center, he thought, well, I'm going to put in my new information, which was new username, ID, password. He had to use a biometric fingerprint and a retinal scan, got in the system, and found that, nope, he's right. There are no rates up. Let's see what happens tomorrow. Tomorrow's Wednesday. Maybe those things show up tomorrow. And both, well, let me put it this way. Redemption Center leaders are looking to receive emails from the Wells Fargo management that is supposed to tell them what to expect, what the timeline is, adjust their schedules, all of that. Those emails are still not in yet. One was expecting one by noon today. Didn't happen. Now, it might be by noon tomorrow. That just means he's going to receive information that he can assimilate and see where we stand. All right. Then we heard from, three different sources in Canada that were able to do early exchanges at, I would call them, super low or sucker rate values for the dinar. But they were able to get some exchanges done with a few nodes and get a little bit of walking around money, and they accomplished what they wanted to do by being able to get in and have those exchanges done at one particular bank. Now, all of these three were bank customers of that bank in two different parts of the country, of Canada. Not here in the States, but in Canada. The only reason I bring that up is, you know, we've heard of early exchanges or practice exchanges or whatever that have happened in this country in the past, but it had to be between certain hours and then boom, it was off. Just a little bit of liquidity for the banks and for these customers. Well, I think that was sort of the thing that happened yesterday and today. Now, the other piece that was interesting about so-called early exchanges is we have heard and confirmed through our banking source in Canada that early exchanges had been taking place in India, Indonesia, and Pakistan, and one other country which was not yet named. So that shows us they're getting some things done in other parts of the world that could be very similar to what happened in Canada today and yesterday with so-called early exchanges. The good news is perhaps this is the way to look at this, is maybe this is the first fruits of the blessing that we're about to receive. Nothing's happening here yet. We don't have 800 numbers yet. We don't have exchanges starting in this country yet. We don't have redemption centers with rates on the screens yet. But what we're hearing from a military source is in terms of what he's getting and transferring to us is he believes Thursday, Friday for us. Today's Tuesday, that would be Thursday for notifications, possibly Friday for notifications, but either Thursday, Friday for notifications and Friday, Saturday for the start of exchanges this week. Now, that's what one military source has told us. It's a reliable source, but we haven't gotten anything else yet to confirm or deny that possibility of later this week. So that is the long and short of the intel that we've received. It's not a whole lot, but you know as well as I do, as we get closer and closer, it gets quieter and quieter out there because people are under new NDAs. They're essentially told not to talk to anybody outside of the bank, you know, that kind of thing. So we have to take what we can get and be happy with what we get. Otherwise, many of you have heard what I said last Thursday about Peter, who does his podcast on YouTube, and I've been watching more of those, and it's just interesting for me to see how different parts of the country are being handled and how vastly different certain areas of the country are, even regarding the inner city, even regarding certain areas like Kensington as part of Philadelphia, as being just really, really in need of some help, especially due to drug use. And for some stupid reason, certain governments believe that giving free needles will help not to spread AIDS. All right, fine. Maybe that's the case. But it's also enabling drug users to use more drugs. And it's just what I saw today in Kensington, it was just really terribly sad. And thank God that there's a ministry called The Rock there in that town that's helping and making a difference in people's lives, the people that are on the street. And it's a great ministry. I'm very happy to hear what they're doing there. And they're helping people and providing rooms and providing meals and clothing and all of that stuff that most Christian ministries would like to do, but these guys are right there in the hood doing it for the people. So I would think that's a great ministry that we can help in Kensington area of Philadelphia. Then you go down to Good Hope, Alabama, on Mobile Bay, and you see a totally different way of life. Completely different. Yes, it's deep south. Is it Alabama, Bama? Not really. It's not like most of the rest of Alabama. But I'm just really impressed with the fact that Good Hope it's been one of the top 10 places to retire for years in this country. And I'd never really seen it or been there. I've been to Mobile, but this is it's on Mobile Bay, but I've never been to Good Hope. And I thought it was really wonderful how it was portrayed. And it just goes to show how vastly different this country is all over. Small towns is where I think Rebuild America is going to focus most of our energy. Some inner city, yes, but it's about revitalization and rebuilding small towns, housing, taking buildings that have been abandoned and taking it and changing that, making that into affordable housing, creating industry and jobs back in small town America, small businesses. There's quite a bit. And I hope some of you guys are following Peter, I can't think of his last name right now, Santinello. Thank you, Lord. Santinello. Peter Santinello on YouTube. Amazing. Amazing to me is how many people are following him, that he goes to a town and next thing you know, they're saying, hey, I follow you. I see you on YouTube, blah, blah, blah. You're the guy. And it's kind of like meeting a celebrity. And so he's has done a really good job and continues to do that. And I think what I enjoy is getting a look at some of these towns that maybe I've never been to. Maybe I know a little bit about them already. But it's good to get a viewpoint on that. So, check that out, and look, this is where we are in the meantime. Waiting for this to come in, maybe Thursday, Friday is our start. It could be. We don't have a whole lot to back that at this point. But the fact that we've got early exchanges going on in Canada and in other countries, it's a good outlier. Really, that we are very, very close. That's how I have to interpret it. Now, what about Sue and what she's offering? You've got Startup Clarity, okay, and you also have Serious Play, two different courses that are both available, either one or both. One is $150 each for both of them, and you get several classes on each one by audio download that you can click on and listen to ideally one class a week. But do it at your pace where you are able to assimilate the class information, the interaction, everything, and let your body absorb that and receive that. So it's recommended to listen to one class per week. Now, both are very important, and it's up to you as to which one you want to get, or both. Maybe you can go ahead and get both. Let Sue know in an email, address integratedminds@hushmail.com. Integrated is INTEGRATED, integrated, let's pronounce it that way, integratedminds@hushmail.com. Send it off to Sue. If you have PayPal, great. You don't have to have it. Whatever you've got, she'll work with you. And she'll just keep an eye on your emails after you send it. And then she'll invoice you, and you'll be able to follow up, and she'll send it down to you. Of course, she's getting ready for a brand new, altogether new class tomorrow night and Friday night, but she'll be with us on Thursday, and we'll see how that went for Wednesday night. So let's hope that we are on the track that we think we are, and let's hope that everything is about to come to fruition, okay? Because at this point, guys, we believe everything is still good for this week, but we're just going to have to wait it out and see if that's what happens. So in the meantime, let's go ahead and thank everybody and thank Doug, and sorry to hear about the loss of your mom, Doug, and thank you, GCK, as well, for your support, and thank you, Jeannie, for your continuous support every Tuesday and Thursday night with prayer and praise report, and thank you, Pastor Scott, where are you? We miss you. We look forward to hearing from you. And thank you, Sue, obviously, for doing a wonderful job and for handling everything tonight with me. And thank you, Bob, for coming in while you're at your mastermind conference. Thanks for being part of that. We look forward to talking with you again, same time, same station, on Thursday night. So, Big Call Universe. Thank you all for hanging in there, and thank you for your participation, future participation with Rebuild America, Rebuild International, and Veterans Retreat Network and Pastoral Retreat Network as well. And as far as Venezuela, Venezuela and Caracas area of Venezuela underneath that, those two earthquakes, and then now Colombia at a 7.4 magnitude. I mean, there are possibly very, very assuredly rebuild international opportunities in those two countries. So keep those in mind. Let's continue to pray for those people, and then we'll pray out the call and see you on Thursday night. Lord God, we just thank you for everything that you're doing right now for us, by providing for us and healing us and keeping us blessed, bringing us the information and everything that we need. Thank you for the behind-the-scenes cleanup that's going on. Thank you for the movement of everything forward so that we can receive this incredible blessing and then continue to bless everyone else around the world. Thank you for protecting lives in Colombia and in Caracas, Venezuela. Thank you for finding people alive and rescuing them. Thank you for everything and all the people that are able to help do that right now. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, everybody have a wonderful night tonight, and we'll look forward to talking with you on Thursday. All right, everybody? Let's go ahead and turn off the recording.